Good afternoon from the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills, Missouri. Jared Pettis with you for some matinee basketball on this Veterans Day. As we get you set for this one, the Lady Cardinals and Southwestern Illinois Blue Storm. Let's meet the Wade's Auto Service starting lineup. For the 4-0 Blue Storm, their head coach Jonathan Denny in his fourth year, they go with the 5'6 sophomore from Illinois, Layla Pierce, a 5'10 sophomore from Croatia, Eva Medjugorje, a 6'1 freshman from Collinsville, Illinois, Talisha Gilmore, 5'4 sophomore from Blue Springs, Missouri, Holly Woods, and a 5'11 sophomore from Madrid, Spain, Carlotta Ray. For the Mac Lady Cardinals, they are 2-0. Kerry Shepard, their second-year head coach. It's Karma Jones, Casey Teague, Marceline Claremont, Mariah Dallas, and Presley Holwick. Starting lineups are brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington with a full-service shop. They specialize in brakes, rotors, AC repair, and more. Plus, they offer a two-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, locally owned since 2015. 15 seconds in, the Lady Cardinals have first possession, winning the tip. Karma Jones will give it away, trying to split through the lane. And it's coming the other direction. Southwestern Illinois on the near side. That was Pierce. Gives it up top to Woods. Woods between the circles. Now back to the near side. Back to Pierce. Pierce holding above her head. Karma Jones all over her. Now to Medjugorje. Medjugorje to the far wing for Woods. Back to Medjugorje, head of the arc. Shot clock down to 10. She lost the dribble, picked it back up, cutting to the basket. That was Woods. Floater goes. Holly Woods makes it 2-0. Swick leads. Far side, Karma Jones. Bounce pass to the lane for Dallas. She'll try and work around a defender. Walks and gives it away. Two possessions for the Lady Cardinals. Two turnovers. And so, Eva Medjugorje will inbound on the baseline. 2-0, Blue Storm. Slowly up the floor. Woods to the near side. Picked up the dribble. Bounce pass to the near wing. Pierce, Medjugorje. Back to Woods, far side. Gets around Jones. Bounce pass inside. At the block, it's Gilmore. She walks and turns it over, trying a couple of pivots. And that's the first Southwestern Illinois giveaway. And the Lady Cardinals have a chance to tie or take the lead. Marceline Claremont inbounds, then gets it back. On the far side, she picked up the dribble, trapped before the timeline. Gets it to Teague. Into the corner for Presley Holwig. Holwig to the elbow through the lane. Lefty hook shot. Falls in off the iron. Well, both teams perfect from the field on two tries. We're tied 2-0. 2-2, I should say. Both teams also have turned the ball over twice now as that one is knocked away and Teague will steal. Claremont on the near side to Casey Teague. Back to Claremont. Claremont in the logo to the far side. Mac right to left on your listening device on the near wing. That's Karma Jones. She'll work it to the elbow. Shot clock at 15. Back to Teague. Weaving on perimeter through a screen. Now it's Claremont. Claremont down low. Fadeaway jumper. Missed everything. Rebound grabbed by Carlotta Ray. And up the floor, Ray. She'll take it in. Kick it out. Medjugorje for three. That wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Dallas. And the other way, it's the Lady Cardinals. On the near side, Karma Jones. Jones working in. Can't hit the layup. Got her on rebound. Tries the putback. Left-handed again. Wouldn't go either. And the rebound that time grabbed by Carlotta Ray. Up the floor, Medjugorje. Lobs it to the near side. Pierce, head of the arc for Carlotta Ray. She hands off to Woods. Woods calls out an offensive play. She'll work it to the far side. Get on perimeter. Head of the arc, Medjugorje. Medjugorje lobs it to the foul line. Talisha Gilmore posting up. Puts it over Dallas and in. 4-2 Swick. 3 minutes to go. A couple of Lady Cardinals to the table to check in. Across the timeline, Lady Cardinals. Mack has it. Dallas, 18-footer. Rattles off. Rebound grabbed by Ray, her third. Ray is fouled. Can't hit the layup. She's going to shoot two, and the foul is called against Mineral Area's Mariah Dallas. Her first, team's first. Subs coming in. Yvette Calaza, Elena Lagerman, and P.J. Reitzel into the game for Mineral Area. Two free throws for Carlotta Ray at the line to our right. First free throw short. Ray was 2 for 2 on the season coming in. As a team, Southwestern Illinois, 71% from the courtesy stripe. They wear the blue uniform, Swick on the front, gray trimmed in white. Numbers on the front and back, white trimmed in gray. Second free throw goes. Ray with her first point. 5-2 is the lead, and it's Southwestern Illinois on top. Mack gives it away, and that's their third turnover. On the other side, a three from the far wing wouldn't go from Pierce. And grabbing that rebound, P.J. Reitzel. Reitzel averages 2 of those a game, and it's given away again. 4 Mack turnovers. Down low pivot, whistle. Don't count the shot. A walk gives it away. 3 turnovers for Southwestern Illinois to Mack's 4 in this opening quarter. We haven't even played 4 minutes in it. 6:19 left. Karma Jones quickly across the timeline. Gets to the foul line. Circles back on perimeter. On the far wing now. She dribbles with it to the right hand. Now to the left hand. Lob it up top. Loggeman to the near side. Reitzel catch and shoot. Wing 3. Too strong. Rebound deflected and grabbed by Medjugorje. And after the miss from Reitzel. And at the other end, wide open on the near side. Holly Woods drains it. It is 8-2 Swick early on in this one. Full timeout. This will be the media stoppage. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to MAC Athletics here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
At Sampson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sism from Sampson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stock for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On site, no hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Sampson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave as a part of the Sism Ford family. Visit us online at SismFord.com.
See dealer for details.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre, and by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegrohe in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. 8-2 out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegrohe on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Mineral Area trailing by 6. They have it out of the timeout. They called. Karma Jones through a Casey Teague screen has it at the far wing. Now to Kalaza, head of the arc. She'll work around a defender. Swing pass into the corner. Reitzel corner 3 wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Teague. Teague back up top. Kalaza. Galazza runner from just inside the foul line. No good, and it goes off of Loggeman and out of bounds. 5 Mack turnovers. After Presley Holwig hit that opening shot for Mineral Area, Mack is 0 for 8 from the field. They trail 8-2. Hollywood's up the floor on the far side for Swick. She'll cross the back with the dribble and angle across the timeline to the near side. Now take it to the far wing. Kalaza will have a steal, and that's the 4th Swick turnover. 3-on-1, I should say. Loggeman lays it in. Good in the foul. Assist from Kalaza after her steal as well. Foul is called against Carlotta Ray, her first. In the end, one for Loggeman. And that breaks the 0 for 8 from the field after that first make from Holwood.
PJ, you got 4.
The and one try. Good.
Yep. Token.
3 points for Loggeman on the traditional 3-point play. And Mack down by 3. Halfway done in the first half. On the near side, that's Sophia Hoffman into the game. PJ Reitzel all over her. Up top for Layla Pierce. Far wing 3. Pierce, that rattles off. Rebound offensive for Ray. She'll flip it back out on perimeter just inside the arc. Zupan can't hit that. Another rebound for Ray. That's 5 for her, and she misses that floater. On the near side, Karma Jones. PJ Reitzel is wide open on the far side. They don't get it to her. Jones still with it. Crossover dribble on the near side. She'll send it down low to Lagerman, posting up, back up top to Teague. Teague to the far side for Yvette Kalaza. Down low, Teague, met by a double team, back up top to Jones. Shot clock at 6, shot clock at 5. Reitzel to the foul line. Shot clock at 2. Reitzel with the jumper from the elbow wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed that time by Huffman. On the near side. Far wing pass. 3 rattles in for Carlotta Ray. 11-5 Swick. Hail Mary outlet. Lagerman can't hit, but she's fouled. She will go to the line to shoot 2, and the foul called against Talisha Gilmore, her first for Swick. Marceline Claremont comes in for the Lady Cardinals, and back to the floor, Eva Medjugorje for the Blue Storm coming out of the game, and Vignette Ambrose-Pons. And rather, she will come in to check in, coming out, Talisha Gilmore. 2 free throws for Lagerman at the line to our left. First one rattles in. Mariah Dallas will come to the table to check in after this free throw. As will Presley Holwig. Second free throw, short. Rebound taken by Medjugorje, her second. Coming out of the backcourt. She takes it to the cup. Oh, man. Defensive breakdown, and she lays it in easily. At the other end, Casey Teague off window, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Ambrose Pons after the miss from Teague. And on the other side of the floor, Sophia Hoffman on the near side had it poked away, out of bounds off of P.J. Reitzel. Holwood comes in for Reitzel. Lagerman coming off for Mariah Dallas. And inbounding in front of us, Sophia Hoffman. She'll throw it in at the scorer's table. To the near corner, oh, between the wickets, Layla Pierce. And out of bounds, Mack Ball on the 5th Swick turnover. Both teams with 5 of those here in quarter number 1. 3:31 left in the opening quarter. It's 13-6 Blue Storm. Far side across the timeline. That's Marceline Claremont to the foul line. Mariah Dallas, 1-on-2, splits the defense, can't hit the lay-in, and Teague will be calling on the push in the back. First on Teague. And second on Mack. 13-6 is the score. Blue Storm lead. Sophia Hoffman out of the backcourt. Bounce pass to the far side at the elbow. They get it to Medjugorje. She'll flip it back on perimeter to Layla Pierce. Around the arc, lob it to the near corner. 3 ball, Zupan wouldn't go, and she's fouled. She's going to go shoot 3. Foul is on Yvette Kalaza, her first, team's 3rd. 3 free throws for Kelby Zupan. 8 of 9 in four games this season. First free throw in. Her first point of the game after a miss from inside the arc. That one would have been a 3-point try that she was fouled on. Second free throw, good as well. And the 3rd free throw is on its way. Zupan hits them all. 10-point lead for Southwestern Illinois, 16-6. Inbound goes to Marceline Claremont. Claremont working up the near side, pulls up just across the timeline. Now she'll angle to the far wing and take it there. Still with the dribble, she picked it up, lobs it down low. Mariah Dallas posting up 1-on-2, back out Kalaza. Near wing 3, it rattles off. Rebound deflected away and out of bounds off of Swick, Mack Ball. And that 3 ball from Yvette Kalaza looked about as pretty as you could shoot a 3, and it just rattled out. Somebody forgot to take the lid off the cup here at the Bob Secrets Fieldhouse, at least on Mineral Area side. Kenley Norris into the game. 5 points per game through 2, shooting 2 of 10 from the field, all from the land of plenty. She's wide open on the far side. They get it to her. Into the corner for Claremont. Claremont working on baseline. Back out Teague. Teague back to Claremont. 10 on the shot clock. Claremont runner off window. No good. Dallas had the rebound taken away, and it's grabbed by Jaliyah Sherrid. Sherrid across the timeline. Far side three. Whistle. It would have gone, but she walked. That was Sophia Huffman. Hoffman, on the sixth turnover. After Claremont missed down at the other end. Presley Holwig inbounding on the far side. Full court pressure from Southwestern Illinois as the ball is thrown into Claremont. They back off. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Claremont on the far side. Mack down 16-6. Holwig head of the arc back to Claremont far wing. Claremont through a screen, pick and roll. They get it back to Dallas. Dallas one-on-one. Oh, jump shot wouldn't go. Rebound deflected, and it's grabbed by Zupan. On the near side, Medjugorje back out Zupan to the near side, Hoffman. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Hoffman faked the handoff, then sends it back out top to Ambrose Pons. On the head of the arc, Medjugorje down low. Ambrose Pons can't hit the shot. Dallas knocks the rebound to herself. And she gets it up the floor to Claremont. Now to Kinley Norris. Beg your pardon, that's Presley Holwig. Claremont. Through a screen set by Teague. Claremont to the foul line. Had it knocked away and stolen again. Ball still loose and Mack takes it back. Norris top of the key. Holwig near side. Fakes a three. Dribble drive in. 1-on-3. Make it 4. Layup good. Wow. Do it yourself on that one, Holwig. Split the defense and lay it in. 8-point game on the near side. Zupan, pull-up jumper from 12, wouldn't go. Teague has the rebound. Claremont, corner, Norris, wide open three. Oh, it rattled out. And the rebound's grabbed by Zupan. Man, when you are snake bit, you are snake bit. 2 of 11 from perimeter for Norris this season. And that was as uncontested as you could be. And it just rattled out. Now she nearly had a steal. On the near side, Sherrod. To the far side at the wing. They pass to Hoffman. Pick and roll down low. Off window and in. That's Ambrose Pons. Her first two of the game. And it's 18-8 back to a 10-point spread. 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. On the near side, Claremont. Claremont up top. Holwig through a screen. Got it to Norris. Far side, Norris. Downtown three. Wouldn't go. She's taking the shot. Long outlet pass to Hoffman in the corner. Gets it to the wing on the near side. 10 seconds left. Up top, that's Medjugorje. Game clock down to 8 seconds. On the near side, Hoffman. Hoffman rejects the screen. Takes it to the far side. Shot clock at 2. Got it cutting. Medjugorje lays it in at the buzzer. And she's got 4 points in this one. And Swick leads Mack 20-8. We'll take a break. Come back with quarter number 2. You're listening to Mack Athletics on KFMO.
Celebrating 50 years of trusted service, Savage Electric LLC continues to power homes and businesses with second-generation leadership at the helm. Jason Savage delivers expert electrical work, licensed, reliable, and backed by half a century of experience. Every job starts with a free estimate and ends with quality that lasts. That's right, a free estimate. Find Savage Electric LLC on Facebook today and see why families have trusted them for generations.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into 2, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Transform your bathroom into a luxurious retreat
with a touch of glass shower enclosure serving St. Francis County and neighboring areas.
With expertise dating back to 2010, they specialize in installing frameless, rain glass, and angled shower doors. Take advantage of their free home estimate today. Visit atogshowerdoors.com or dial 314-742-9130.
Elevate your shower experience with a touch of glass shower enclosures in Bonterre, where elegance meets functionality.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, and by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington. out of the quarter break, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegaro, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Southwestern Illinois leads Mineral Area College 20-8. Swick gets the ball first out of the Missouri Farm Bureau quarter break. Out of the arc, that's Talisha Gilmore. Now on the near side, they get Ola Wilk. I thought she walked. Instead, it's a moving screen called against Jalea Sheridan. Her first team's first of the quarter. And Presley Holwig will inbound on the near side to the right of the scorer's table and left of her bench. Marceline Claremont up the floor on the far side. Claremont hands it off Kenley Norris. Now to the near side, Holwig. Holwig rejects a screen. Dallas came to set it. Holwig splits a couple of defenders. Layup wouldn't go, and she's fouled. Do they give her continuation? Foul is called against Kaya Johnson. They do give her continuation. So Holwig will shoot two free throws at the line to our left. She has 4 points in the game. One of those, she went through four of the five Swick players to get to the bucket. First free throw rattles in. Five in the game for Holwig. That leads all Lady Cardinals. Down 20-9. Second free throw rattles in as well. Up the floor, Carlotta Ray on the near side. She'll cut it ahead of the arc, then reverse back to the near side, split a couple of defenders, try to lob it back on perimeter to Johnson, and it was stolen away. Seven Swick turnovers, but Claremont gives it right back. Ray waits at a defender, misses the layup, gets her own rebound. Put back, good. Ray with six. She also has six rebounds. 12-point deficit, Mac trails on the near side. This is Claremont. Rejects a screen. Left-hand layup wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Swick, and it was Sheridan, her second. At the other end, knocked out of bounds off of Mack on an interrupted pass. Karma Jones checks in for the Lady Cards. Kinley Norris comes out, and Kaya Johnson inbounds to the near side. She gets it back. Up top for Sheridan. Sheridan out of the near side for Johnson. Johnson down low, posting up. Gilmore, they find her. Gilmore back out on perimeter. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 6, now at 5. Carlotta Ray through the lane. Left-hand layup wouldn't go. Dallas has the rebound. And the outlet to Marceline Claremont. Claremont on the far side. Flips it out to Holwig. Holwig through the lane. Runner was blocked. And it works kind of as a pass to Jones. Back to the near side. Holwig. Deep two. Got it. Holwig has eight. Her toes were on the line. 22-12. Carlotta Ray across the timeline. Back to the near side. Ray splits defenders. Misses the layup. Dallas has the rebound. Karma Jones on the near side. She'll work it down low along baseline. Jones swings it. Try to go to the corner. Claremont was covered. That's a forced pass. That's a Mac turnover. That's number 7. And at the other end, the lay-in will go for Jalea Sheridan on the coast-to-coast play. And it's 24-12. Mack doubled up. On the near side, Jones. Through a screen set by Dallas. Up top for Longman. Now to the far wing, Marceline Claremont. Claremont to Dallas. 7.5 to go. Dallas deep two. Wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed. And it's Ola Wilk. Pass to the near wing, Kaya Johnson. Johnson between the circles, back to the near side, hands it off for Carlotta Ray. Ray to the far side, try to go inside, and it was picked off by Mineral Area. Eight Swick turnovers. Jones on the near side. At the wing, through a screen set by Dallas. Jones is tripped up. That's an easy foul call against Carlotta Ray as she put the body to Karma Jones. If this was hockey, that would have been a textbook block. This, though, is not hockey. You cannot do that. Whole host of substitutions coming in. Lydia Chemnitzer, Casey Teague, and Yvette Kalaza for Mineral Area. Presley Holwig and Karma Jones stay out. For Swick, Holly Woods comes back in. As does Joanna Arumi for the first time this game.
Lydia, you
13, pressure that 21.
Karma Jones on the inbound. Has Kalaza, can't hit the rebound, and the rebound, or the ball rather, is grabbed by Medjugorje after the miss from Kalaza on the layup try. At the other end, it's Swick. Runner rattles off. Offensive rebound putback will go. The miss was Johnson. The putback was Gilmore. Mack takes a timeout. This is the media stoppage. We'll take the break. You're listening to Mac Athletics. It's 26-12 Swick on KFMO.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc., Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured. May lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you cannot predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, changes in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Paul Meinson, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 573-756-6711 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Mineral Area College, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington. 26-12, Mack Trail, Southwestern Illinois. 6:40 left in the second. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Conversation between the official scorer and the official on the scoring of that timeout, and we're back to play. Kalaza inbounds for Karma Jones. Jones up the floor to the far side. Up top three, Chemnitzer rattles out. Offensive rebound, Holwig. Tried to put back, it wouldn't go, but she's fouled. Holwig will go to the line to shoot two after her offensive rebound. Foul is called against Joanna Arumi, her first, team's fourth. Mack yet to commit a foul here in the second quarter. First free throw for Holwig, good. Holwig has 9 points for Mineral Area of the 13. Loggeman with the other four. Second free throw. Short. And grabbing that rebound, it's Medjugorje, her fifth. On the near side, the pass to Woods. Back out on perimeter, Johnson. Now at the far wing, that's Arumi. Arumi hands it off to Woods. Woods back to the near wing, hands off to Arumi. Around the double screen, head of the arc. Back to the near side, Woods. Fakes a three, met by Holwig through a screen. 18-foot jumper goes. Woods has seven. 28-13, Mack trails. Kalaza tried an inbound or an interior feed, and it was kicked away. 8 Mack turnovers on the near side. That's Arumi. Back in, kicks it back out to Woods. Woods met by Kalaza. Handoff on perimeter to Johnson. Johnson to the near side. Down low play. Finds Arumi wide open. Met by three. Backdoor pass lay in good. That's Gilmore. 6 for Gilmore. 30-13. Karma Jones crosses the timeline. Motion called out by head coach Kerry Shepard. Over the head pass to Casey Teague. Deep two, as deep as you can get it. Wouldn't go. Skying for that rebound. Oh, it was knocked away, and a foul called against Mack. Rebound would have been grabbed by Medjugorje. Foul is on Presley Holwig as she crashed into the side of Medjugorje, who was attempting that rebound. And with 5:22 to go in the second, Mack trails by 17. Slowly up the floor, it's Holly Woods. She'll cross the timeline on the near side, get around one, reach in, called against Yvette Kalaza. That'll be her second. Kyle Players lining up for a free throw, but that was not in the act of shooting. And Swick not in the bonus. So they will come to the baseline to inbound and throwing it in. Eva Medjugorje. As she gets the ball, lobs it in for Kelby Zupan. Zupan bouncing down low. An illegal screen called against Swick. And it's Talisha Gilmore, her second. She's the guilty party. 5:10 to go in the second. 30-13, Mac trails. Up the floor, that's Karma Jones. She'll take it to the far wing. Through a screen set by Kalaza. Bounce pass to the near side. Teague wide open. Kalaza lay in good. What a play. That might have been the best ball movement we've seen all game from Mineral Area. Kalaza with the bucket. She's got two. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 4:55 to go in the second. Mack down by 15, 30-15. Lady Cardinals struggling to put anything together, but if they can keep moving it like that, I like what I'm seeing out of the Lady Cardinals on that last trip. Too many turnovers for both sides, though. 8 turnovers aside. Remember, this is a special Grit and Grace broadcast. Grit and Grace, where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Liberty Security in Farmington. 4:55 to go in the second quarter and in the first half. Mack trailing 30-15. Swick will inbound. It'll be Eva Medjugorje to throw it in. Late substitution, Sophia Hoffman. And she'll come in for Talisha Gilmore. And instead, the check-in will not be granted for Hoffman as she was not there before the first horn, says the official, so she has to wait until the next dead ball stoppage. On the near side, that's Woods. Back out on perimeter for Pierce. Pierce flips it out to Medjugorje. Medjugorje trying to cross over Holwig. Can't. Pass to the near side at the wing. Zupan. She'll take it head of the arc. Shot clock down to 10. Zupan down low. Shot blocked, but they call a foul on Teague. Fans don't like that call. It'll be the second on Teague. And the third on Mack. And it'll be two free throws for Southwestern Illinois, and I believe it's going to be Zupan going to the line to shoot two. She was 3 of 3 on an earlier trip. Mariah Dallas checks into the game for the Lady Cards. Teague coming out. First free throw on its way. Second free throw in. So she splits the trip to Zupan. She's got 4 in the game. And on the near side, it's Mineral Area. And we get an offensive foul on Mariah Dallas. It's her second, as she was trying to get through the lane, ran right into a defender. Marceline Claremont to the table to check in, and P.J. Reitzel. Medjugorje on the far side, up top for Hoffman. Hoffman out of the near wing. Finds Woods. Woods interior pass, posting up Medjugorje. She's going to fall through the lane, lose her footing. Players come together as two teams have arms on the ball. Arrow whistle. Mack possession. 31-15, 4:08 left here in quarter number two. Claremont back in. Yvette Kalaza inbounds to Marceline Claremont. She'll cross the timeline. Claremont on the near side, and now Kalaza will be called on the moving screen. Four fouls on Mack. No, it's 5. Both teams in the bonus. 4 minutes left in the quarter. The mound goes to Woods. Woods takes it to the far side, into the wing for Zupan. Zupan up top to Hoffman. Hoffman out of the near side. Woods lobs it down low to Medjugorje over her head, but she collects it. Fadeaway jumper misses. Holwig's got the rebound. At the other end, Holwig towards the baseline. Layup no good. She's fouled. Foul is called against Kelby Zupan. And so it'll be Holwig to shoot free throws. Mack down 31-15. First one good. 10 for Holwig. Second one good as well. 11 of the game for Holwig. Leads all scorers for Mack. 31-17 is the score. Mack trails. Flip out to the near side. That's Zupan. She'll work it to the foul line. Hand it off to Woods. Try to go back outside. Players come together. Odd fall as Lydia Chemnitzer had her legs taken out. Diving for the ball. Swick. Sophia Hoffman. And possession will be Swick as they had to blow the whistle for a held ball situation. Vignette, Ambrose Pons comes into the game. Sophia Hoffman coming out. It'll be Swick possession. The last arrow went to Mack. That was about a minute and a half ago. The officials are going to talk this one over, but the arrow should go to Swick here. If I'm not mistaken, the last held ball, the only other held ball in the game was Mack possession. The other time, the only other time the arrow was flipped was on the start of the second quarter. The officials do confer and agree with the official scorer as now inbounding to the right of us. Layla Pierce to throw it in for Swick. Trying to lob it underneath. Wide open. The layup misses. The rebound goes off of Mack and out of bounds. The miss from Ambrose Pons, P.J. Reitzel, and we're going to have a timeout here at the table. The official going to talk it over, possibly determining whether or not the shot clock is accurate. It's reset to 20 after that miss. And they're going to put 18 on the shot clock after it ricocheted off of a Lady Cardinal and out of bounds. That was Elena Logman and P.J. Reitzel down there. Neither could get both hands on the ball as it was deflected out of bounds. There's the president of the college, Dr. Joe Gilgore. .322 on the clock. 18 on the shot clock, 31-17 Swick. We get a whistle. Foul on Kinley Norris on the hold, and that's going to put Kelby Zupan, at the line to shoot free throws. Foul will be the first on Kinley Norris. 3:22 to go in the second. It's been about 5 minutes, and we've had maybe 5 seconds tick off the clock here. Zupan will shoot free throws at the line to our right. First one, good. 32-17, Mack trails. Zupan has 5 points all from the foul line. She lines up for her second on this trip. She's 4 of 5. Check that, 4 of 6. Or 5 of 6, I should say. Now 6 of 7. 6 for the sophomore Zupan. 33-17. Her club leads. 3:20 to go in the second. I imagine it'll be a long conversation for Carrie Shepard and her team in the locker room after this half. Logman head of the arc to the near side. P.J. Reitzel through a Logman screen. Pick and roll back to Logman to the cup with the lay-in. It's good and the foul. Hung on the rim just a little bit. Logman gets the bucket. She's got 6 in the end one coming up. The foul is called against Jaleah Sherrod. Her second, Mac still, or I guess I should say Mac already in the bonus, so we don't count any higher than five of the team fouls. 3:08 to go in the second. Second free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sherrod. Outlet stolen away by Holwig. Holwig to the far side. Reitzel from downtown. Got it! Reitzel with her first make. And at the other end, Swick. Down low pass. They get it to Sherrod. One on two. Hits the, does not hit the layup, and she's calling the foul.
What happened to margin of contact?
That's what we did. Foul is on PJ Reitzel, her first. Carrie Shepard not happy with the call. 2:47 left in the second. First free throw for Jalia Sherrod. Good. She's got 3 points in the game. 5 of 10 coming into this one from the foul line. Make it 6 of 11. Here comes attempt number 12 on the season for the sophomore from Centralia, Illinois. The second one on its way. Falls off. Lagerman with the rebound. Her first. Kenley Norris, outlet, Claremont. Claremont to Reitzel, far side, 1 of 3 again. She takes it. Oh, it rattles off. Man, that was close. Ambrose Pons with the rebound. At the other end, Sherrod puts it off iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Claremont. Claremont quickly up the floor, into the near side. Norris, pump fake, dribble drive in, 12-foot floater wouldn't fall. And the rebound for Ambrose Pons again. That's Norris's first shot attempt on the season from inside the three-point arc. Far side, Woods. Game clock at 2:08. Pass to the near side, and it's Sherrod. Sherrod works in. Bounce pass down low. Pons gets it. Ambrose Pons gets it and lays it in. 36-22, under 2 minutes left in the first half. Mack down by 14. Marceline Claremont to Holwig, far side. Holwig, head fake, dribble drive in towards the baseline. Spin move, met it by a defender, got it to Lagerman. Bounce pass back to Reitzel between the circles. Reitzel threw a Lagerman screen. Lost it towards the timeline, nearly gave it back, and she gets it again. Six on the shot clock. Reitzel, head of the arc three. PJ rattles out, and the rebound's grabbed by Medjugorje. On the near side, Swick into the logo for Woods. 1:20 left. Woods to the far side. That's Sherrod, defended by Norris. Back up top for Woods. Shot clock at 13. Game clock at 1:15. Woods kicks it out. Far side, Pierce. Pierce head of the arc for Medjugorje. She'll work inside. Met by a defender. Puts it off iron. No good. Claremont has the rebound. Second for Claremont. Up the floor quickly. Norris, far wing three. That wouldn't go. Lagerman had the rebound stolen away from her. Players on the floor. That should have been a walk. Swick got away with it. Bounce pass to the near side, off of Sherrod and out of bounds. Karma Jones comes in, as does Lydia Kimnitzer. Holwig and Norris coming out. Kimnitzer inbounds to Karma Jones. Jones across the timeline on the far side. She'll work on perimeter. Through a screen set by Kimnitzer, flips it to Lagerman. Near side, Claremont. Claremont trying to work down low. Claremont does. Floater rattles off. Rebound offensive. Claremont missed again. And then off of Kimnitzer and out. Claremont 0 for 5 from the field in this first half. 30.9 left. Shot clock stays on. Differential of 0.9 seconds. Johnson across the timeline for Southwestern Illinois to the near side. That's Arumi. Arumi into the logo. Back to the near wing. Trying to work through Kimnitzer. Kimnitzer through a screen. Reitzel picks her up to the near side. 15 left. Down low. They get it to Ambrose Pons. Layup good. 8 seconds left. Jones across the timeline. 5 seconds left. There's Reitzel with three. Way out three. Splash! Nothing but net. Reitzel. 6 for Reitzel at the buzzer. And we head to halftime. Mack trailing big against Southwestern Illinois, 38-25. Long conversations to be had. We'll take a break at Samson's and Ford Lincoln stats of the first half. Recap the half. See if we can talk with Micah Reitzel. He's in the building, father of PJ Reitzel and coach of the Fredericktown boys team. We'll have the halftime report coming up after this on KFMO.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Lettington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
As the baking industry continues to evolve, so are we, and we will continue to evolve with the industry. But some things will stay the same at Ozarks Federal. We will continue to have people to assist you face-to-face. Whether it's at one of our convenient drive-thrus or inside one of our banking facilities, you will be assisted by our friendly professionals. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the homeowner's bank. Always loyal, always local. Helping you become a homeowner. OFSL.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Oh, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Whew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hills.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far. Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Lettington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
Welcome to the KFMO Sports Halftime Show, your home for MAC athletics in the Parkland. KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, the KFMO Sports Halftime Show.
Back here at halftime, the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals trail 38-25 as Swick has, I don't really want to say dominate, because it's been a game where Mac just has not put the foot on the gas in that first half. Lady Cardinals trail 38-25. Scoring numbers, the leading scorer for Southwestern Illinois, well, they have three players with six. They have one. Holly Woods has seven. Then they have Kelby Zupan, Talisha Gilmore, and Vignette Ambrose Pons, each with six. Carlotta Ray as well. Four from Eva Medjugorek and three from Jalea Sharon. For the Mac Lady Cardinals, Presley Hoag leads all scorers with 11 points. Elena Logman and P.J. Reitzel each have six. And Yvette Calaza has two. Numbers from the field in this game favoring the Blue Storm, 14 for 30. That's good for 47%. They are 40% from the land of plenty, 2 of 5, and from the free throw line, 8 of 11. That is 73%. They have 30 rebounds, 9 turnovers, 15 points off the bench. Max struggling from the field, 8 for 34. That's 24%. 2 for 12, which is 17%, and 80% from the foul line. 8 of 10. That 2 of 12 is from the land of plenty, by the way. Both teams have hit 2. Mac has shot more, but they're only hitting 8 total from the field. 14 rebounds, 8 turnovers, 14 bench points for the Mac Cardinals. A rough first half. Those stats are brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. We'll take a break, see if we can get Micah Reitzel after this on KFMO.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc. Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured, may lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
As the banking industry continues to evolve, so are we, and we will continue to evolve with the industry. But some things will stay the same at Ozarks Federal. We will continue to have people to assist you face-to-face. Whether it's at one of our convenient drive-thrus or inside one of our banking facilities, you will be assisted by our friendly professionals. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the homeowner's bank. Always loyal, always local. Helping you become a homeowner. OFSL.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Oh, what is that stench? Oh, Boogie, you smell terrible.
Phew. Dogs can stink up the whole house when not properly groomed and bathed. Take them to Pawfection Pet Grooming, where your fur child looks and smells pawfect.
Ew, Boogie, have you been eating the trash?
Make Pawfection Pet Grooming your first choice for all pet grooming needs. Give them a call today at 573-482-0163. Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hill.
Joined on the halftime report by the head coach of the Fredericktown boys team, Mike Reitzel, moving over from the girls team now to the boys team coach. And how's the team looking before this season begins?
I'm excited for this group. There's a lot of, we have a lot of our important pieces from last year that are returning, our three leading scorers. We have a lot of guys that were kind of either two-way guys with JV and varsity, or they were – just role players on the varsity last year that got improved a lot over the summer, and they're excited. We have a chance to be pretty competitive, so we're really excited about our chances to make some noise this year.
Your first time now as a head coach of Fredericktown, coaching in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. What do you think of that field?
That is actually not my first time.
Not your first time.
The girls...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that a couple years ago. Yeah. Yes, yes. I guess as the boys head coach.
But, yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, it's super.
Forgot about that.
It's super cool to be actually part of the tournament. I mean, obviously, just personally, I'm looking forward to it and getting to compete against some of the, you know, like I'm going to get to coach, hopefully get to coach against Dusty Dinkins. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, one of the greatest to ever do it, especially from around here. And just all the history behind it, I'm looking forward to it.
The team – looking forward to that. I know that four seed kind of looks a little bit tough if you win that first game. Oh, congratulations, you're South Iron. But once the new season starts, anything can happen, and I guess the team looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the four seed had to do with the fact that our best player, he'll miss the tournament he's only going to – that's all he's going to miss is those three games of the tournament. So, ended up not being that big of a deal in the season. But I think if he'd have been playing, we would have received a better seed. But I actually have really liked that the idea that we felt like we got a little underseeded. And it gives those guys a chip on their shoulder to say, okay, hey, just because we don't have Tucker they don't think we're as good as we could be. Let's prove them wrong. So it gives us some motivation, and we're excited to get started.
Long-term outlook. I know it's tough to put a long-term outlook on a season, but what's the season looking like for your group this year?
Like I said earlier, I try to be careful about saying things like this, but we have a really good chance to do some big things. You know, those boys took a step last year and had a good season, and the biggest pieces of our team were young. And so we had 31 guys come out for basketball this year. We're going to have a freshman team. There's a lot of excitement around the program. So, and part of it has to do is because we have a chance to have a big season.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to it. I know you are as well, and I'm sure we'll talk to you at the Arcady Valley Tournament.
Yes, sir. I'll see you there. Thank you.
That's Micah Reitzel, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, also the father of PJ Reitzel here that plays for Mineral Area College as they get set for the new year and the Arcady Valley Tournament that they are seated fourth for. They will play the 5 seed in that tournament on Monday, November, or rather they'll play the Tuesday game, I believe, and the quarterfinal round. That'll wrap things up here on the KFMO Sports Halftime Report. At recess, Mac trails Southwestern Illinois 38-25. You're listening to Mac Athletics here on KFMO.
You've been listening to the KFMO Sports Halftime Show, your home for Mac Athletics in the Parkland. KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Sometimes life can get away from us, but with Karastan Luxcraft Flooring, your space becomes your escape. Imagine a tranquil room with incredibly beautiful floors made from long-lasting, nature-inspired materials. Luxcraft invites you to slow down and bring peace to your home. And right now, it's National Karastan Month at Busenbark Flooring and Granite, the perfect time to embrace nature's touch and save on the floors you've been dreaming of. Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite and discover the beauty of Karastan Luxcraft.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sism from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us, your hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stocked for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On-site, no-hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Sampson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals, and leave us a part of the Sism Ford family. Visit us online at SismFord.com.
See dealer for details.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended in the Parkland. The definition of recommended is to be worthy of trust, and they don't take that lightly. They treat your vehicle like it's their own. Your neighbors, your family, and your friends are now satisfied customers because you recommended them. When you need collision repair, don't just take it anywhere. Take it to Kevin Ball's Auto Body in Park Hills, the most recommended, because your car hasn't looked this new since it was new.
Kevin Ball's Auto Body, the most recommended by far.
As the banking industry continues to evolve, so are we, and we will continue to evolve with the industry. But some things will stay the same at Ozarks Federal. We will continue to have people to assist you face-to-face. Whether it's at one of our convenient drive-thrus or inside one of our banking facilities, you will be assisted by our friendly professionals. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the homeowner's bank. Always loyal, always local. Helping you become a homeowner. OFSL.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre, and by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge.
The Lady Cardinals will turn over their first possession, and at the other end, Carlotta Ray will draw a foul, and she will shoot free throws. Jared Pettis with you. It is 38-25 SWIC as we start quarter number three. First free throw for Ray. Good. She's got 7 points in the game for the Blue Storm. Second one on its way. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. P.J. Reitzel comes away with it. Her second rebound. And the backcourt gets it to Lydia Chemnitzer. Across the timeline. Now to the far side for Marceline Claremont. Claremont to the near side. That's Holwick. Now Reitzel. Head of the arc. Reitzel backs off. Lagerman. Far side Chemnitzer. Shot clock at 8. Chemnitzer far wing 3. Rattles off. Rebound grabbed by Medjugorje. After the miss from Chemnitzer. At the other end, Ray can't hit that. Rebound knocked away, and Chemnitzer has it. On the near side, Claremont. Claremont, layup misses off of Swick and out of bounds. And coming into the game, Karma Jones out, Marceline Claremont. And Jones will inbound right of the lane. Inbound to the near side, P.J. Reitzel. Reitzel through a screen, takes it head of the arc, straight on 3. That wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Jones. Lay-in, no. Got her own rebound again. Put back good. Her first bucket after the miss from perimeter by Reitzel. At the other end, Mack down 39-27. Holwick nearly had a steal, but going to get that, it was Medjugorje. Back out on perimeter. Far wing 3, Carlotta Ray, no good. And the rebound is knocked away and out of bounds off of the Lady Cardinals. And the inbound will be in the far corner. Carlotta Ray will throw it in for Southwestern Illinois. She'll lob it underneath. Lagerman knocked it away, and Mack will force the 10th SWIC turnover. Far side, Jones, coast to coast, left-hand lay-in, good. 4 for Jones, Mack down by 10. Across the timeline, Carlotta Ray. She'll lob it to the baseline, where it's grabbed by Gilmore. Back out on perimeter, that was Pierce. Head of the arc for Medjugorje. Far side, Woods. Pull-up jumper from 10, wouldn't go. Jones has the rebound. That's the first miss from Woods on 4 tries. Jones on the near side. At the wing, through a screen up top, Lagerman to the far side. P.J. Reitzel doesn't take the three, uses a screen set by Lagerman, tries to get it back to her. She'll pull up, put it off iron, and out. She'll deflect the rebound away, and Jones will get it. Jones at the baseline, met by a double team. She'll swing it outside Holwick. Far side three, Holwick, too strong and out of bounds. Kinley Norris will come into the game. And coming out, P.J. Reitzel. Yep. Far side across the timeline, Lydia Pierce. Down low play, cutting to the basket. Oh, man. Medjugorje missed the wide-open layup. It was rebounded by Chemnitzer. Up the floor, Chemnitzer. Bounce pass, Karma Jones. Jones to the far side at the wing. Jones bounce pass, Holwig. Holwig, top of the key. She'll work it around the defender. Holwig off window, can't hit. She's fouled. Foul is called against Kelby Zupan. That is her second. 7:05 to go here in the third in a 10-point game. Holwig leads all scorers with 11 points. Make it 12 as she hits the first. And the second free throw. Good for Holwig as well. Holwig has 13. Mack trails by 8. Across the timeline on the far side, Pierce hands it off. Hoffman. Chemnitzer nearly had the steal. Now to the elbow. They get it to Gilmore. Gilmore trying to work around. Lagerman can't. Lagerman calling the foul. First. And it's two free throws for Talisha Gilmore.
Hey, make sure you box here. Make sure you box here. Okay,
first free throw. Good. 7 for Gilmore. Second one on its way. Nothing but net. Gilmore hits them both. She has 8 points. That leads all Southwestern Illinois scorers. And at the other end, Karma Jones will go coast to coast. Hand it off to Chemnitzer in the far corner. Work along the baseline, met by a defender. Lob it up top, Holwig. Now to the near side, Kinley Norris. Norris through a Holwig screen. Lagerman far side, now to Jones. Jones at the wing, cutting to the basket. Jones with a lay-in, good. Karma Jones with 6 all in this quarter. And at the other end, quickly, Medjugorje. Hands it off, head of the arc for Pierce. Pierce cuts back, far side, Hoffman. Lob down low, Gilmore posting up, layup, good, and the foul, and nothing Elena Lagerman could do there. Her arms were straight up defending that one. That's an and one for Talisha Gilmore after the make. No good. Lagerman with the rebound. She works it up the floor to Karma Jones. Jones on the far side. Pushes off of a defender. Takes it to the baseline. Jones swatted. Pass Lagerman. Put her in a bad spot. Back to Jones. Threw it away. Out of bounds off of Swick. Just my pure observation here, but it looks like Karma Jones is trying to do too much in the offensive half court. Nothing that can't be stopped. Norris, far side 3, got it. Knock it down, Kinley Norris on the inbound feed from Karma Jones. Norris was 2 for 14 up until that make. Here's a 3 that wouldn't go from Pierce, rather a deep 2. She was inside the arc beyond the foul line. Her miss ricochets off the iron and out of bounds. Carlotta Ray and Jalia Sherrod check into the game for Southwestern Illinois. Mariah Dallas will come to the table for Mack. On the near side, Karma Jones sets up at the wing. Up top, Lagerman. Far side, Chemnitzer. Through a screen set by Lagerman. Might have got away with the moving screen. Now we get a whistle, and this foul is called against Swick. And it's Jalia Sherrod, her third. On the far side, Presley Holwig will inbound. Up top to Karma Jones. Jones to the far side, Holwig. Holwig through a screen. Now to Mariah Dallas, head of the arc to the near side. Kinley Norris at the wing. Picked up the dribble, got it to Dallas. Cuts back towards the lane, through the lane. Fadeaway jumper rattles in with 7 on the shot clock for Dallas. Her first make. She was 0 for 4 in the first half. Mack down by 5, 43-38. Near side pass for Swick. Get the wing. That's Sherrod. Now to the far side, Hoffman. Down low for Gilmore. She'll put it off window and in, and she has not missed a field goal tonight. She's got 12 in the game. I say tonight, I mean today. 45-38, 4:45 left here in the third. Up top, Dallas. She'll work inside. Met by a defender, down to the baseline. Out to Kenley Norris. Norris up top for Jones. Mack down, 45-38. 10 on the shot clock. Far side, Jones to the cup, off window and in. Perfect play by Karma Jones, and she's hit four straight field goals. 4:25 left in the third. Timeout, Swick. It's the media stoppage. You're listening to Mack Athletics on KFMO.
At Samson Ford, we're not just in the business of selling cars. We're in the business of creating customers for life. Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford, the home of the lifetime warranty. Did you know my grandpa Sam first opened his doors in 1937 and we're still family-owned and operated? That's over 86 years of helping our community and our customers. And as the holiday season nears, we want to show our gratitude. I just want to tell all of our loyal customers, thank you. Thank you for choosing us. You're hometown dealer. Thank you for shopping local, for all the miles you've driven in the vehicles we provided, for supporting your community as we strive to support you in return. Shopping season is gearing up, and that includes me. I want the lot as stock for you as it can be. That means it's time to buy and time for you to tell that old car goodbye. Why would I buy from auctions at high dollar prices when I can pass the extra money on to you? Trade it or sell it today. On site, no hassle appraisals at top dollar. Come in and see us at Samson Ford, where gratitude meets great deals. And leave us a part of the Sisson Ford family. Visit us online at SissonFord.com.
See dealer for details.
This is a special Grit and Grace featured broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Liberty Security in Farmington and by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Deloge.
4:20 left in the third quarter. Jared Pettis with you out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. 45-40. Swick leads on the far side. They get it to Hoffman. She'll cut to the basket. Beg your pardon. That's Zupan, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Mariah Dallas, or rather Kenley Norris. It'll be the second on Kenley Norris. 4:11 to go in the third. Missouri Farm Bureau brings you those timeouts. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. First free throw, no good from Zupan. She was 6 of 7 in the first half. Included a trip for 3. She hit all of them. She'll rattle that one in. 7 points for Zupan, all from the foul line in this game. It's back to a 6-point spread, 46-40, 4:05 to go here in quarter number 3. Mariah Dallas through the lane, flips it to Lagerman, now to the near side, Norris. Norris to the foul line, picked up the dribble, hands off Dallas, head of the arc. Dallas splits a couple of defenders, taking it down low. Floater wouldn't go. We get a whistle and a foul, push in the back, called against Lagerman. Her third, and that shot by Dallas might have been forced. P.J. Reitzel comes in. Lagerman coming out. And Mack has put Swick in the bonus. With 3:52 left in the third quarter. So it'll be Carlotta Ray to shoot free throws. Eva Menjagoric checks into the game. Carlotta Ray shooting 2. She's 3 for 4. Make it 3 for 5 after that miss. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO Sports Plus. You're home for Mack Athletics in the Parkland. Also on AM 1240 KFMO. Ray misses them both. Kenley Norris with the rebound, and she will work it up the floor for the Lady Cardinals. That's the first rebound for Norris in this game. On the near side, Presley Holwig. Holwig back to Norris between the circles. Mack down by 6, 3:40 to go in the third. Hand off to Jones at the foul line. Jones back out to Norris. Far side 3 to cut the lead in half. Got it. Norris with 6. And it's a 3-point game. Closest this one's been since half number, since quarter number 1, I should say. And a hand-checking foul called against P.J. Reitzel. That's the second on Reitzel, and it'll be Kelby Zupan. No, Carlotta Ray again to shoot two at the line. She just missed two moments ago. First one short. 46-43. Mack trails, 3:23 left. Second free throw. In. Ray splits the trip. She's got 8 points in the game. 4-point game. Karma Jones out of the backcourt, right up the middle underneath the video board here at the Bob Secrets Fieldhouse. Jones spin move down low. 1-on-3. Can't hit the shot. Bailed out on the foul call. Not much contact. Foul is on Carlotta Ray. That's her third. And Karma Jones is going to the line to shoot two. I'm not going to complain about a foul call where we're shooting, but players can't get some rhythm with this many whistles. And Jones will shoot two free throws at the line to our right. 50% free throw shooter through two games on the season. First one, good.
Thank you.
Second free throw for Jones on the way. Falls in. 10 for Karma Jones, all in this half. It's a 2-point game, 47-45. Inbound underneath the backcourt backboard. Kaya Johnson gets it across the timeline on the far side, trying to work through pressure from Karma Jones. Lob down low, and it's Talisha Gilmore. She'll swing it to the near corner. Catch and shoot three from Zupan. Wouldn't fall. Offensive rebound Gilmore, and her layup wouldn't go. She got the second try and puts that one in. Crossing the timeline, Karma Jones. 4-point game. Jones down low. Back out Dallas. Elbow jumper near side. That wouldn't go. Zupan with the rebound. At the other end, Talisha Gilmore wide open lay-in. Casey Teague to the table. Karma Jones across the timeline. Quickly a 6-point game in what was a one-possession game. Jones with the miss. Gets her own rebound. Gets it to Norris. Norris three near side. Got it. 9 for Norris all in this quarter. Lob knocked away by Norris. Going back to get it. Arumi. Arumi now around Norris. Into the corner. 3 from Zupan. That wouldn't go. Rebound Gilmore. She'll put it off window and out. And that time it's off of Dallas and out of bounds. A couple of substitutions at the table. Teague, Claremont, and Chemnitzer into the game. And to throw it in, Kaya Johnson.
Hey, PJ, gotta fight with your life, kid.
Inbound up top, grabbed by Chemnitzer. I beg your pardon. Are they calling this foul on Mack? The foul is on Mack. Chemnitzer on the hand check, but Kelby Zupan's arm was around her face. Wow. Fans giving it to that ref. My goodness, that is not a good call. It's going to be Kelby Zupan to shoot two free throws. Lydia Chemnitzer, worse for wear on that one, and was charged with the foul. That's crazy. First free throw, good. Zupan's got 8, all from the free throw line in this game. Second free throw on its way. Good. 9 for Zupan. Mineral Area trails 53-48 on the near side, Marceline Claremont. Claremont through a screen. Foul line. P.J. Reitzel nearly tripped. Got it to Kinley Norris. She's kind of shoved. And we're going to get a pushing foul called against Eva Medjugorek as she tried to bowl right through P.J. Reitzel. Fourth foul on Swick. Next foul puts Mack in the bonus, and Reitzel will inbound at the far side. 1:42 left in quarter number 3. Reitzel inbound to Claremont. Claremont on the far side through a Casey Teague screen. Claremont to the foul line. She'll work around a defender. Layup blocked, and it goes out of bounds off of her. And Swick gets the ball back. A minute 33 left. Pass on the inbound to the near side. Arumi, she'll get across the timeline and set up the offense to our left. Arumi hands it off on perimeter to Kaya Johnson. Johnson, head of the arc, picked up the dribble. Back to Arumi, far side. Arumi lobs it down low to Gilmore. Ran into Teague, couldn't hit the shot, and Teague gets the rebound. Teague with her third rebound. Out of the backcourt, P.J. Reitzel into the corner. Norris, corner three. Oh, it rattles out. Reitzel's flying in for the rebound, and she's fouled. Foul is on Kelby Zupan, and it'll be free throws for P.J. Reitzel, shooting two with 63 seconds left in the third quarter. Back into this game, Holly Woods and Sophia Hoffman. First free throw for Reitzel, good. 7 points for P.J. Reitzel. Make it eight as she hits both of those. Back to a three-point game. Need a big stop from Mineral Area. Swick across the timeline. It's Hoffman between the circles. Hoffman to the far wing. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Medjugorje. She'll send it to the near side. It was deflected. Woods collects. She'll unload the three from the wing. It's short. And the rebound. Chemnitzer couldn't get to it. It's grabbed by Hoffman. Hoffman back out. And she resets the offense. 34 seconds left in the quarter. Hand off. They get it to Woods. Woods picked up the dribble. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Medjugorje threw a screen around a couple of defenders. Lay in short. Gilmore, offensive rebound putback. 5 point game, 17 left. Shot clock turned off. We're in quarter number three. Mack going to hold for final shot. Claremont to the near side. Met by defender Woods. Gets it to Teague. Five on the clock. Teague trying to work on a defender one on one. She steps out of bounds and gives it away. Swick will have it. Mack turnover is their 11th. 10 for Swick. 1.5 on the clock. And the inbound to Swick. That'll do it in the quarter. 55-50. Blue Storm lead Mack. Lady Cardinals fight back in that quarter. Scoring 25 in the third, down by five as we head to quarter number four on KFMO.
Celebrating 50 years of trusted service, Savage Electric LLC continues to power homes and businesses with second generation leadership at the helm. Jason Savage delivers expert electrical work, licensed, reliable, and backed by half a century of experience. Every job starts with a free estimate and ends with quality that lasts. That's right, a free estimate. Find Savage Electric LLC on Facebook today and see why families have trusted them for generations.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Transform your bathroom into a luxurious retreat
with a touch of glass shower enclosure serving St. Francis County and neighboring areas.
With expertise dating back to 2010, they specialize in installing frameless, rain glass, and angled shower doors. Take advantage of their free home estimate today. Visit atogshowerdoors.com or dial 314-742-9130.
Elevate your shower experience with a touch of glass shower enclosures in Bonterre, where elegance meets functionality.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc. Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured, may lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
This is a special Grit and Grace featured broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Liberty Security in Farmington and by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Deloge.
First possession for Swick out of the quarter break, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. And they call Casey Teague for another foul. And for the push, her arms were straight up. That is the third foul on Casey Teague. Casey Teague's coming out as Elena Longman coming in, and Teague got to feel like the refs have taken her out of this game because there was not much contact there. Inbounding Swick, Holly Woods lobs it up top for Layla Pierce. Pierce to the far side, met by defender Karma Jones, has to circle back. She forgot the ball. Back to Woods on the near side, lobbed it down low over the head of Talisha Gilmore. And there was more contact there from Loggeman and Gilmore than there was on the Teague foul. It wasn't called that time, though. We'll take it. We'll keep the ball. We'll keep possession. 9.5 to go in regulation. Mack down by 5. Karma Jones on the near side. Up top for Loggeman. To the far side, Reitzel. Reitzel threw a screen set by Loggeman. Reitzel with the 18-footer got it. Reitzel with her first make inside the arc on her second try tonight. Today, 10 points for P.J. Reitzel. Pass out into the corner, Layla Pierce. Smack down by 3, Pierce to the cup, laying good. And Karma Jones is called on a foul. At this point, Mack should bring all 5 in the offensive half court, just let Swick have the points, because anytime there's any contact down there, it's getting called. 9:07 left in regulation, and Layla Pierce will shoot free throws. Foul is on Elena Logman. That's her 4th. Dallas back in. She's got 2 personal fouls. First free throw, good. For Pierce, that's her first point of the game, Layla Pierce. Second free throw on the way. That one's good as well. Back to a 5-point game, 57-52, 9 minutes to go in the 4th. Crossing the timeline, Karma Jones, met by a defender. Mariah Dallas has Holwig down low, off window and in. Nice play, Holwig with the make. She's got 15. Back to a 3-point game. Out of the backcourt, coast to coast, and the lay-in good for Medjugorje. Wow. She turned on the Jets. Across the timeline, Karma Jones nearly had it knocked away from behind. Jones one-on-one, ran right into the defender, and it goes out of bounds off of Mack. Carrie Shepard going to come down and talk to the official. But Karma Jones ran right into the defender, and there was no block. Oh, man. Mack turns it over. Across the timeline, Sophia Hoffman. Hopping for the far side. 1:30 gone in this one. Down low to Gillum. Had it knocked away, and Mack will force the turnover. Great defense from P.J. Reitzel and Kinley Norris there on the steal. Norris, head of the arc, 3. Norris wouldn't go, and it goes over the backboard out of bounds. 59-54, Cards down by 5. Inbound into Hollywood. She gets it back to Sophia Hoffman in the backcourt. Now into the front court. Bounce pass on the near side for Medjugorje. To the far elbow. They get it to Gilmore. Back out. Trying to go back to Gilmore on the give and go. And Max steals it. P.J. Reitzel on the near side. Cuts back. Nearly lost it. Still with it. Reitzel on perimeter. Steps into a 3. P.J. Reitzel got it. 13 for Reitzel. And the deficit for Mack down to two at 59-57, 7:35 to go. Bounce pass inside, Medjugorje working on Holwig, and Holwig going to commit the foul. This is on the floor. Holwig commits her second. And coming into the game, Kelby Zupan. Coming out, Sophia Hoffman. Mack down by two, 7:32 left in regulation, 59-57 Swick, in a game that Mack has not trailed, or has not led, I should say.
Watch the roll, Mack! Watch the roll!
Inbound out to Hoffman, far side. I beg your pardon, that was Zupan. Wing three, good. That's Holly Woods. She's got 10, and it's back to a five-point game, 62-57. Karma Jones on the far side. Through a screen set by Mariah Dallas. Jones back to Dallas. 18-foot jumper, Mariah Dallas. Nothing but net. Four for Dallas. Three-point game again, 62-59, 7:05 to go. Across the timeline on the near side, that's Layla Pierce into the logo for Woods. Woods hands off on perimeter. Ball loose. Kinley Norris slow to get up after that one. Trying to dive for it. Zupan, three. Woods wouldn't go. Jones with the rebound. At the other end. Jones, hop step. That's a charge. Easy call. Karma Jones, I don't know what she was doing. She put the body through the defender. Easy call to make for the official there. I get if Jones was trying to sell hop step, but she just jumped right into the defender and the defender's feet were planted. That's going to be a charge every time. Medjugorje between the circles to Holly Woods. Woods to the far side, Layla Pierce. Pierce got it down low, cutting to the basket. Norris knocked it away. And it's in the target, Medjugorje. Reitzel coming out as Lydia Chemnitzer comes back in. Back on the floor after taking an elbow to the face earlier in the quarter. Zupan to inbound, up top for Woods. Woods gets around Chemnitzer, shot blocked. Ooh. A lot of contact there, no foul. Instead, they say the pass was blocked by Chemnitzer. And the inbound will be right of the lane for Swick. Woods will throw it in. Woods gets it to Medjugorje. Shot wouldn't go. Chemnitzer has the rebound. Chemnitzer on the near side. Picked up the dribble. A lot of contact there. Get her off of her. A lot of contact. And now they call the whistle. There were two players you could have called the whistle on. Even Medjugorje is going to be the one tagged with the foul. Her second. The first foul on Swick. And Presley Holwig will inbound on the near side. Man, there was a lot of contact there. Medjugorje was all over Chemnitzer. Holwig has Chemnitzer on the near side. Back to Holwig at the wing. Back between the circles now to Karma Jones. Jones rejects a screen, takes it to the near side. Player falls, gets it to Dallas. At the elbow, she'll work around a defender. Dallas, hook shot, layup, no good. She's fouled. Mariah Dallas going to make her first trip to the foul line tonight. And that one's called against Talisha Gilmore, her third. Sub coming in, Carlotta Ray. Gilmore coming out. 5:59 to go in regulation. Mack down by 3, 62-59. First free throw on its way. No good. Mariah Dallas, 67% from the free throw line so far this year. Second free throw on its way for Dallas. That'll fall in. Dallas splits the trip. She's got 5 points in the game. Holly Woods coming out as Jalea Sherrod checks back in. She's got three fouls. 2-point game, 62-60, 5:55 left in regulation. Medjugorje on the far side on perimeter, trying to work around Presley Holwig. Dish down, pass down low to Ray. Gets around Dallas, can't hit the layup. Holwig had it knocked away. Ball still loose on the floor, and Ray comes away with it. Oh, that was a walk that was missed. Back out, Layla Pierce. Pierce between the circles. Shot clock at four. The miss from Zupan. Rebound for Norris. Up the floor, Mineral Area. Karma Jones to the cup. Shot wouldn't go. She's fouled. Jones will go to the line to shoot two free throws. The foul will be the third on Swick. This one's called against Medjugorje, her third. All right, Karma Jones at the line to shoot free throws. Two for two on an earlier trip. Back into the game, Talisha Gilmore. Jones, a couple of dribbles. First free throw. No good. Around and out. 2-point game, 62-60. Swick leads MAC. 5:24 left in regulation. Second free throw. Rattles out. Rebound grab by Gilmore. She'll quickly get up the floor. That's the fifth for Gilmore. Now for Carlotta Ray. Ray on the far side against her numerical counterpart, Chemnitzer. Kick it out, near wing three. Pierce, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zupan. Back out on perimeter for Ray. Ray, hand off Pierce, top of the arc. Pierce three again. That one wouldn't go either. Another offensive rebound. That was Gilmore, and she put it back. 16 for Gilmore, 64-60. Karma Jones out of the backcourt on the near side. Rejects a screen, cuts to the basket, forces it, misses. Gilmore had another rebound. She'll work it up the floor. They get it to her in the corner. She'll dribble drive on the baseline, try to get around Chemnitzer. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound grab by Dallas, her fifth. Up the floor, Dallas, and a charge is called against Mariah Dallas. Media stoppage, 4:27 to go, 4-point game. Swick leads, getting late in this one. Mac trails on KFMO.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you cannot predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, changes in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Paul Meinson, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 573-756-6711 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Turn your backyard into paradise with Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. From in-ground pool installations, a durable liner or sleek fiberglass design, to year-round pool and spa services. And the retail store is open all year long to help maintain your pool and spa. Trust Home Pools and Spas to make your backyard the ultimate retreat. Visit them in Lettington today and they'll bring your vision to life. Home Pools and Spas, where paradise begins.
Mineral Area Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, and by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington.
4:27 left in regulation. Mac trails by 4, 64-60 against an undefeated Southwestern Illinois Blue Storm team. 4-0 women's basketball here on this Tuesday afternoon on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. And on the inbound for Swick, it'll be Carlotta Ray. Ray inbounds to Joanna Arumi. 4:20 left in regulation. Arumi across the timeline. Lobbed it to the near side for Gilmore. Down low, bigger part, and that was Ray. Hoffman cutting to the basket. Hits her first field goal. Sophia Hoffman with her first make. 66-60. Her club up by six. P.J. Reitzel from Fredericktown can't hit that three. Rebound knocked away. Ray's got it. At the other end, that's Arumi. Up top, that's Ray. Ray going to cut to the foul line. Ray had it stripped by Reitzel, who steals. 13 Blue Storm turnovers. Mac has 12. Marceline Claremont just inside the foul line. Jumper wouldn't go, and the rebound's taken by Shereen. Now for Southwestern Illinois, it's Sophia Hoffman to the far side. Hoffman flips it to Ray. Ray on perimeter. Sophia Hoffman moving screen. Called against Carlotta Ray. I don't like that one. It's her fourth. I won't complain about it, but I don't like it. 3:23 to go in the fourth. Mack gets the ball back. That's the last Swick foul before Mack is in the bonus. Karma Jones on the far side sets up the offense. Jones through a screen set by Reitzel, gets it to Dallas. Dallas deep two, rattles off. Rebound Reitzel, deflected away and grabbed by Shereed. At the other end, Shereed gets around Dallas and lays it in. 68-60. Karma Jones across the timeline. Timeout, Mineral Area. 3 minutes left in regulation. This will be the media. 2:59 left. Mack down by 8. 68-60 on KFMO.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
As the banking industry continues to evolve, so are we, and we will continue to evolve with the industry. But some things will stay the same at Ozarks Federal. We will continue to have people to assist you face-to-face. Whether it's at one of our convenient drive-thrus or inside one of our banking facilities, you will be assisted by our friendly professionals. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, the homeowner's bank. Always loyal, always local. Helping you become a homeowner. OFSL.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Mineral Area College Athletics on KFMO is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Mineral Area College, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
68-60, timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Mack had it to within two. It's now an 8-point game, 68-60, 2:59 left. Swick leads, Mack ball, P.J. Reitzel inbounds far side. Reitzel to throw it in. Gets it to Karma Jones at the timeline. Jones bounce pass, Mariah Dallas hands it back to Jones, around the defender. Jones met by the defender. Back to Dallas. A deep two from Mariah Dallas. Again, it rattles away, and we get a foul called against Swick. Reitzel going to shoot two free throws. Foul is on Kelby Zupan, her fourth. Presley Holwig back into the game. And shooting free throws, P.J. Reitzel. First free throw, good. She's got 14. 7-point game, 68-61. Second one rattles out, and the rebound's grabbed by Carlotta Ray. She is a rebound and a couple points shy from a double-double. Far side, Ray lobs it to the elbow for Gilmore. Gilmore hands it off, Medjugorje. 2.5 to play. Medjugorje to the near side, threw a double screen. Three wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Ray. The miss was from Woods. And the foul is on Mack. Foul called against P.J. Reitzel. That's her third. Carlotta Ray going to shoot two free throws. Julia Sherrod checks in. 7-point game. First free throw for Ray, no good. Second for Ray, good. She splits the trip. She's got 9, it's 69-61, Mack trails. Karma Jones on the near side. Threw a screen set by Holwig. Bounce pass for Dallas. Dallas works it down low. Dallas, one on two, off window and in, and the foul. Great play for Mariah Dallas. She's at 7 points, makes it a six-point game, and can make it five with the traditional three-point play. The foul is the fourth on Talisha Gillum, Gilmore, that is. Free throw. No good. Rebounded by Gilmore. Across the timeline, Ray gets it to Woods. 2:04 left. Woods to the far side. Met by defender Karma Jones. Flips it to Shereen. Sherrod down low. That's Gilmore. Gets it to Medjugorje, and she lays it in. Eight for Medjugorje. 71-63. Remember, this SWIC team has not scored less than 80 in a game this season. Dallas nudged by a defender. Back out Holwig. Holwig back to Dallas. Deep two from Mariah Dallas. Got it. Nine for Dallas. 71-65. A six-point game. 90 seconds left. Across the timeline, Woods. Whistle, timeout, SWIC. It's a full stoppage. We'll keep this one here. After this, the Lady Cardinals have a big one against Triton coming up next week, or this weekend, I should say, Saturday. That's on the road. And then they're back home on the 18th next week against John A. Logan. We'll have that one for you here on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. And then we'll make the trip to Clarksville, Tennessee, for some national volleyball tournament action between the Mac Lady Cardinals and whoever they are seeded against on Wednesday of next week. The seeds are announced tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And a big weekend next weekend, the 21st and 22nd, for the Lady Cardinals in the Gulf Coast State Invitational, where they are scheduled to play number 1, Northwest Florida State, and number 5, Gulf Coast State. That'll be a big one for the Lady Cardinals, and not this weekend, but the next. A minute 27 to go here in regulation. SWIC leads Mac by 6, 71-65. The Blue Storm will inbound to the far side. You got to think at this point a three could potentially put this one away as SWIC tries to remain undefeated, but as do the Lady Cardinals. Mac has not scored over 71 yet this year. SWIC has not scored under 80. Serve. It's not volleyball. The inbound pass goes to Medjugorje. Beats Dallas, and Dallas again finds herself just standing there, not defending. Lets the player get to the cup, and Medjugorje with the lay-in. She's got 10. At the other end, Dallas head of the arc. Dallas going to work inside, had it poked away, and she's going to be bailed out on a foul call by Medjugorje. That'll be her fourth, as Dallas would have lost it out of bounds before the contact, and Dallas will shoot free throws. 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Dallas, free throw, rattles in. Mariah Dallas has 10 points and 5 rebounds. 73-66, Mac trails. Second one, no good. Nobody going in for the rebound. Rebound is grabbed by the Blue Storm, Sophia Hoffman. 60 seconds left. Mac trails, 73-66. On the far side, SWIC, Holly Woods to the near side, backing off. Layla Pierce going to run some clock down. Shot clock at 14 to the near side. Hoffman gets it to Medjugorje. Back out, Woods. 8 seconds. Woods had it knocked away from her by Dallas, and then she touches it last out of bounds off her knee. 43.1 left. Mac down, 73-66. Carlotta Ray into the game. A couple of players coming out. Oh, Woods stays in. 40 seconds left. Karma Jones out of the backcourt, 73-66. Got to get a shot away quick. Karma Jones to Norris through a screen. Norris going to work inside from the foul line. Jumper goes for Norris. 11 for Norris. Whistle. T- 28.7 on the clock. They're going to add some time to it because it didn't stop on the make. 30.3. Shot clock will remain on. Differential of 0.3 seconds. Now Swick brought in a bunch of substitutions, but they have to come out because this was not a dead ball substitution. So Swick will call a timeout to advance the inbound. Mack is down by 5 with 30.3 left. Need a big stop and a quick make. Timeout is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger, all located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Southwestern Illinois gets St. Louis Community College on Saturday, then Malcolm X on the 17th, and are at UHSP on the 18th. Then back home on the 21st and 22nd to play Olive Harvey and Moberly, who they've already beaten this year. Swick, 4-0, has not scored under 80 points yet this season. They lead 73-68 with 30 seconds left. A lot of turnovers for Mack. A lot of standing around in the defensive end for Mack. A lot of forced passes on the offensive side and a sluggish first quarter. Saw them trailing by 12, and they've been able to unable to dig out of the deficit since. 73-68. Swick leads and they inbound. Throwing it in, Medjugorje Richt. Inbound to the far side. Hoffman, she will hold and she will be fouled by Reitzel. Fourth on Reitzel, and Hoffman, Zupan, will shoot two free throws. Kelby Zupan. 9 for 11 on the free throw line today. Two more attempts here. First free throw good. She has 10 on that make. Zupan has 10 points all from the free throw line, 0 for 5 from the field. She does have 4 rebounds in the game as well. 10 for 12 from the line. Here comes attempt number 13. It's good. Lady Cardinals will use a timeout, down 75-68 to advance the inbound pass, but this one, for the most part, finished at a 7-point game. It's a full stoppage. Remind you again, this is a special Grit and Grace broadcast. Grit and Grace, where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. And it's brought to you by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Liberty Security. Our next MAC broadcast coming up on Friday on KFMO Sports Plus. The MAC men are back at home for the Bob Sechrist Classic. They will play Wabash Valley. And then on Saturday on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, they play Saturday as well. We'll have them both for you, and then we'll have that MAC women's basketball game next Tuesday before a possibility of 4 volleyball games on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus from the 19th through the 22nd, depending on how the Lady Cardinals fare in the national tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee. High school football coming up on Friday, Class 5 District 1 championship game. Top seed Farmington gets 2 seed Cape Central. We'll have it for you Friday at 6 on KFMO with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's. Kickoff at 7, Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30. The Lady Cardinals are going to inbound to the right of the scorer's table, left of the bench. P.J. Reitzel will throw it in with the likely target, Kenley Norris, to shoot a 3. Mac down by 7 with 28.1 left. They're going to need a miracle. Reitzel inbound, Karma Jones Game clock at 25. Jones going to have to take a shot. Down by 7. Gets it to Dallas. Dallas extra pass. Kinley Norris now to Holwig. 20 to go. Dallas. 18 to go. Dallas working in. Dallas off window and in. 15.5 left. Dallas has 12. What do we have? A whistle? Mack has fouled. Holly Woods. Foul is on Kinley Norris. It's her third. Holly Woods to shoot free throws. 5-point game, 14 seconds left. Woods, 4 of 4 in her earlier four games this season. Hits that one, 5 of 5. 6-point game. Next free throw on its way. Rattles in. The Blue Storm are going to come into Mineral Area and knock off the Lady Cardinals to remain undefeated. 7-point game, 77-70. Dallas to the foul line, kick it out far side. That's Reitzel, man in her face, unloads, can't hit. And Norris will have to keep the rebound in. Dallas with it, that'll do it. Don't count the shot. It was off after the buzzer. 77-70. Swick remains undefeated. They are 5-0. Mack falls to 2-1 with their first loss of the year. They'll get Triton coming up on Saturday. Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show coming up after this on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.